Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, Miss P, and on the show with me today, I have the beautiful, the talented, and the list goes on really about Miss Courtney. But Miss Courtney, how you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I mean, I could have sat here and just pretty much like went through the whole dictionary, but I don't think we have enough time on the show to do that. But you are really, really amazing to me, and I just wanted to thank you for taking the time out to join us on the Intune Show tonight, and to also, for also making our drop or our commercial, so to speak. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, first I want to say thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it, and no problem about the drops. Thanks for trusting me, to do your drop for your show. And a little bit about myself. Well, I actually just graduated Tuesday from the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. And
congratulations.
I studied, thank you, radio and TV hosting. So right now I'm in the search for a radio and TV job. So got my fingers crossed. And if anybody else needs a radio drop or anything like that, you guys can follow me on Twitter at Courtney Marche. And hit me up if you need one, and I can give you more details about it.
Yay! So that's totally awesome, and it's well worth it, guys. The rates are really, really reasonable. And she does an excellent job, which I will play it later on in the show. But do you want to introduce our first guest of this evening?
I sure will. So up next, guys, we have the very beautiful and talented Miss Kiami Daviel. And you guys may remember her from the movie Matilda, but she's known more for her acting, and she's also dropping a single really soon, and she's working on a new movie. So I would like you guys all to give it up for my girl Kiki, Kiami Daviel.
Yay! Kiki, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, beautiful. How are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing
Hi,
well.
Kiami.
Hey.
So awesome. So first, before we even jump right in, we just want to say we thank you for tuning in and allowing us to gain on you, because there's a lot to talk about here, Kiki.
Yes,
it really is.
No problem. And I thank you guys for having me. I'm excited.
No. If
we're
we could
excited.
Just, like, jump, you know how when you're a teenage girl and you just get on the bed and you just jump around because you just have nothing else better to do with your lives at that teenage
yeah.
moment? That's how I feel. Like, I'm jumping on the bed, like, yay, 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 this is all happening
aww.
On the Intune Show, and it's all exciting because I love empowering women, and I love,
yeah.
like, the whole vibe when women are so awesome and it just generates from you to me and back and forth and all that goodness. So thanks.
Yeah. No problem. Thank you.
Yay. So for all our listeners who are just getting in tune with you for the first time, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. Well, as Courtney said, my name is Kiami Daviel. I am an actress, model, a singer, and a writer. I started out in this business at the age of 5. I started modeling in different modeling conventions. And there at that point, I actually found my personal manager and then an agent as well. And then I moved to L.A., and I lived in L.A. for about 10 years and then picked up basically all the different roles that you've seen me in, such as Matilda, Moesha, In the House, also Conan, just to name a few. And then from there, I actually went on to college, to the University of Kentucky, and I got my bachelor's degree in psychology with a minor in theater. So I spent a lot of time, even though I was behind the scenes, I spent a lot of time, you know, putting on different productions, plays, also participating in different plays while I was in college, and also doing different performances in different areas as well. So now I am back in L.A., getting ready to drop my first single. I'm so excited, finally got, you know, the green light to go ahead and get it recorded. It's been ready for a while, but I'm such a perfectionist, so I have to make sure that everything is exactly where it needs to be and that I'm comfortable with it. So, and then I'm set to also film a movie later on this year as well. So that's kind of me in a nutshell.
Right, and that show was cracked wide open with everything that you just said, because a lot of people have, like, nothing to put into a show. So that's, like, a whole person's, like, a whole lifetime, right, in one little segment, you know? And, and you're not even 30 yet. Like, that's amazing. And not to make it like, hey, you're not 30, but the point that I'm making is for everyone out there that is trying to do something or saying they're going to do something, this kind of should open you up to see that there's nothing that you can't do.
Absolutely.
In respects of everything that Kiki just put out there.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. So as a child, you know, it's hard for me because I know that as a child for myself, I was, like, basically playing with Barbie dolls and want to color and all this stuff. And here you are acting and doing such an amazing job at it. How is that? Can you even recall that whole experience doing Matilda?
Oh, yes. Matilda was, I mean, that was an amazing experience for me. That was, you know, my very first film. So it was such a learning experience for me. Everything about the set to, you know, who I worked with. Of course, our director was Danny DeVito. So that's, I mean, years in the game. So learning so much from him and just going every day. And it's so easy to be able to just do what it is that you love to do. And yes, it is a job, so it did kind of, you know, require me to grow up at an early age, but, you know, I was still blessed to have, you know, my mother around who, you know, was able to keep me grounded and, you know, still be able to have as much of a normal childhood as possible, because I'm still a child, you know, even though I'm working. But yes, it was definitely a memorable experience for me. And it's something that I can't wait to get back. And I think that that's the thing that some people, when you are, you know, given so much at such an early age, and then you kind of take a step back and go behind the scenes, and then you come back out, and I'm reinventing myself as an adult now. I think that that's what people don't understand, where your hunger and your drive comes from, because it's like, I already know what that feels like. I already know, you know, the feeling that I get when I'm in front of a camera. So, you know, to be introduced to that at such an early age and then now reinventing myself as an adult, it just makes you want it that much more. So that work ethic was instilled when I was a child, and it's pretty much continued to this point.
Beautiful. So, Miss Courtney, is there anything you'd like to ask Miss Kiki?
Of course. I would like to know, what can we expect from your single? Like, it's going to be dance or ballad, or what can we expect?
The single is actually more of kind of like a mid-tempo song. And it's, you know, kind of speaking from, you know, a personal experience of mine. And, you know, I'm blessed enough to be able to write my own music, and I pretty much composed the melody myself. My producer is amazing. So the beat is already amazing, but as far as the melody and the words, that was, you know, something that I put together myself. So that's kind of what you can expect from it. It's more of a mid-tempo, you know, and it kind of takes you on a journey. It tells a story of, you know, some things that I've went through, and I feel like, you know, it kind of leaves you, you know, each section of the song will make you want to be like, okay, so what happens next?
Right.
So I'm super excited for everybody to hear it. And it's been hard to keep it under wraps because, you know, but when I release it, I want it to, you know, just come full force. And so that's what you can expect from it.
Okay, and you know when we can expect it?
Well, we are actually planning to record it next month. So everybody's, you know, trying to get schedules together and making sure that we, you know, set aside that time. So next month, tentatively, is when I am scheduled to actually record it. And hopefully within a month after that, we should have it. So hopefully by October is my plan. That's really what I'm trying to stick to. And hopefully everybody can, you know, we can get on the same page and make that happen. So hopefully by October, we'll have it dropped.
All right, because I can't wait.
Me either.
So what are some of your inspirations? Okay, I mean, not only do you act, model, screenwrite, from what I'm seeing, you know, what I found out, now you are immersing into songwriting and producing and, you know, singing. So many hats. Oh, my God. I don't know. I'm breathless right now. What are your inspirations, like, for each thing, or is it just a combination of one thing that inspires you to do them all?
I have a lot of different inspirations. Definitely, when I was two, I used to watch, and I remember, Courtney, I was telling you this story the last time that I got to interview with you. I used to watch Whitney Houston's concerts, and there was one particular concert that she did for a lot of the troops, and I remember I was like, 2.5 years old and was watching this concert over and over and over and knew pretty much every word and was performing every song like I was on stage with her. I was Whitney and she was in the audience with everybody else. So, you know, she, from that point, I pretty much knew this was it. This was my calling. This is what I'm supposed to do. So going from that to seeing her in The Bodyguard, and once I seen her transition into acting, I was like, okay, yep, I'm done. Like, Whitney Houston is that girl. So I'm going to be Whitney Houston. And I remember at 2 years old telling my mom, I'm going to be Whitney. And she would say, well, no, you can't be Whitney. You just have to be the best Kiami that you can be. So taking from Whitney, and then a lot of individuals that, you know, I've met along the way, and a lot of wonderful women that I've had the chance to work with. You know, I've had the chance to work with Mari Morrow. I've had the chance to work with Maia Campbell. You know, and then I'm, you know, so all of those individuals that I'm able to talk to and just see that have been around for so long, I've gotten the chance to work with Ruby Dee and the late, great Mr. Ossie Davis. So, you know, all of those individuals who inspire me to just be the absolute best that I can be, because I owe it to those individuals that come before me to make sure that everything that I do is to the best of my ability. And they've paved so many doors for me, and they've just, you know, broken so many barriers. So because of that, I'm like, the things that I can do, there's no limit. There's absolutely no limit. And then, you know, just being able to meet and, you know, collab with different individuals, like, you know, being able to, like Trina Bassin is like my big sister. So being able, you know, to like kind of meet with, you know, her sisters and just all of those individuals who are positive in my life, I'm able to look to them for guidance and support. And especially the fact that I have, you know, that strong relationship with God, that just is everything, just the sky is the limit. I can do anything that I want to do as long as I put my mind to it. So.
Definitely. Ms. Courtney?
Okay, so you're working on a new movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us something about that?
I can give you a little bit. Basically, it deals with, you know, kind of like human trafficking. So, and that's kind of pretty much really all I can say about it, because, you know, we're still in the works of getting everything together and building the cast and everything like that. But it's basically, it deals with, you know, human trafficking, which is something that I, you know, really feel very passionate about. And, you know, I was very honored when, you know, they asked me to be a part of the film, because that is something that it goes on daily, and it's something that really people don't really talk about. So in order to, you know, get a positive message out there and make it entertaining but still have people learn something, I'm absolutely all for that. So I'm definitely excited about it and definitely ready to just go out there and let the story be told and let the voices be heard. And what's even more so exciting about it is my character is kind of like a bad girl. So she's something that I've never played before. So I'm excited to just kind of bring her to life and add different depths and colors to her. So that's what we got looking forward to for the movie.
Right, because in my mind, you know, that was kind of one of my questions. Like, how do you identify with the particular character, that you're going to play in this particular movie? And you don't have to give us nothing, because I know how that all goes, even though, you know, in the back of your mind, you want to be like, say something. No. but you know, like you just stated, that's a popular, not even a popular, but that's something that happens on a daily basis that people are really closed eyes to. And I think that I commend you for even taking on that project, and, you know, I'm thrilled now even more so to see how that all plays out. But how do you think that your character, you know, you as a person identify with this particular character? Do you think it's because you've always played, like, the good girls, and now it's, like, time to put forth a little bit of that, you know, Kiki could be bad too?
Yes. I think that's exactly kind of what it is, because a lot of my roles have, you know, been, of course, because I was so young, or, like, going into my teenage years, you know, it's kind of, you know, been, like, the good girl. And then in the house, I was able to play kind of like the little brat, smart aleck. So those type of roles I absolutely love, because I get to branch out of myself. And any particular role that I play, I always, you know, want to make sure that I read the script and that I'm able to, like you said, identify with each character, because if I really can't identify with the character, then I'm not going to do a great job in portraying the story. So in this particular instance, because the character has so much depth and there's a lot of, you know, kind of like hurt and unanswered questions, and it's just, you know, a lot of mystery that goes on with this character, I absolutely love that. And it's going to be fun to just kind of play with it, because for me, that's what acting is. You know, I get to play. I get to have fun. So with this particular character, because she is so opposite from me, and she has so many dark, you know, things and like I said, unanswered questions and issues that she still has to deal with, it's fun to just say, you know what, I can do that. I can go ahead and just bring her to life and allow people a glimpse into who she is through me. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I wanted to retract a little bit, because Miss Courtney asked you about your new single, and you explained to us that it's something that's, you know, personal and, you know, things of that nature. But is there a particular, like, theme in retrospect of what are you trying to convey through this song?
Okay. Definitely, you know, you have, it's I don't want to necessarily say that it's kind of geared toward, you know, my ladies, but it kind of is, because it's kind of one of those, you know, when you got, you know, your guy that, you know, you really like and you kind of fall for, and then things don't necessarily go as planned. So that's kind of, you know, where the song is heading. So really, I think what I want people to take away from my single is that you can still be yourself and you can still love yourself despite of anything else that happens. And it's all about, like you said, empowerment. So that's really, if nothing else, that's what I really want individuals to take away from my single, to live your life and love yourself. If you love yourself, then nothing else will matter.
Absolutely, and that's a beautiful message that you're putting out there, and I can't wait. So we have some callers on the line, because I don't want to talk your head off, which I can do for hours, but, you know, we don't have that much time. So I'm going to start taking calls. Is that okay with you, Ms. Kiki?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay. So the first call we have online is from area code 678. So you're on the line with Ms. Courtney and Ms. Kiki and Ms. P. How you doing today?
Hey, Kiki.
Hi.
I'm the sister of the girl who sent you those videos.
Hi. Yay. How are you, my love?
Good.
Well, thank you so much for the video. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So how are you? What are you up to?
Nothing.
So do you have a question for me? Let's talk. What's going on?
Nothing.
She's scared.
Right? You're so cute. You're so giggly. That's hilarious. Aw.
Exactly. So this is what you're doing right now. You're talking to Miss Kiki. Isn't that amazing? You have the opportunity to talk to her?
Yes.
Have you watched Matilda?
Yes. I love that
movie.
What
did you think? You love it? What did you love the most?
Lavender.
Good answer. Good answer.
Great. Fantastic answer.
So, is that all you wanted to say to Miss Kiki today?
No, my sister needs to say something.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
You're
bunny.
Welcome.
So let's talk to your sister.
Okay.
Hi.
I like Matilda.
Matilda.
Oh, well, thank you.
I just love it. I really do. This is really cracking me up over here. Seriously.
Oh,
I know.
Thank
so
you.
That's all you wanted to say to Miss Kiki? You love Matilda?
Yeah, something else. I'm kind of getting mixed up with your name. So
okay. Miss Kiki played Lavender in the movie Matilda.
Mm-hmm.
She's the cutie pie with the glasses.
Mommy?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's her. Uh-huh.
Oh, hey, Kiami.
Hi.
Oh, my God.
How are you?
Oh, my goodness. This is Sienna. Good. Those are my little sisters.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So they get to talk to. How you doing today?
I'm good. They wanted to call in and talk to you, so.
Yeah. So that was so awesome of you letting them do that. So tell me, beautiful, do you have any questions for Miss Kiki today?
Yeah.
Do I? Oh, my goodness. There's so many.
So let's start with one.
Right. Let's see.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness. Do you still talk to, what's the name? Who played Matilda? I can't think of her name for anything right now.
Mara Wilson?
Yes.
I do. Actually, I talk to her on Twitter. That I call her my sister from another mother. So, I do. I talk to her, and she's doing very well. So,
awesome.
Hey,
that's awesome.
How about you come over and see our dog?
Oh my goodness,
you gotta come over and see our dog. Definitely.
I would love
her
to
a Twitter picture.
Your dog.
Tweet her a picture.
Did you like the video?
Aww.
Did you like the video?
She heard you.
I did. I loved the video. Thank you.
You're welcome. I wonder how you.
Okay. Anyway, you guys can't take us off the line now. They're talking too much.
Okay, girl.
Well, thank you so much
for having them call in. That was the cutest ever. Bye, honey bunnies.
Bye.
That's so cute, you know, that the kids are like, yeah, you know, I love that.
Me too. It's the innocence. I absolutely adore it.
Right. They don't, and you know what's so cute about children? That they're brutally honest. She said, I'm confused.
Right. Yeah, she's like, I don't know what's going on right now.
Like, truth be told, I'm confused. Okay, so we're going to take the next caller, 646. You're on the line with Miss Courtney, Miss Kiki, and Miss P. How you doing today?
How you doing, Kiami?
Hi, how are you?
Fine, this is George, George Person.
Hi, how are you doing?
All right. I'll be tweeting you on Twitter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm
yeah,
responding.
Yeah, and, I always wanted to say that how I first remembered you, how I first, you know, followed you was from In the House.
Oh, okay,
always,
absolutely.
Yeah,
well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I always, like, you always was like a, I don't know, a little person strapped in a grown person's body. Like, you always were so mature. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like, you was a
absolutely.
Little woman. You was already a woman already. You know?
Oh, wow, well, thank
and
you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know, I think this girl's going to go somewhere. You know, now you're, I mean, you was a little girl back then. But now you're a woman. So now you're beautiful now. So I never understood, like, what happened to you after, you know, and now, because that used to be my show. And I honestly thought that they should have made you as a regular on the show. You know what I'm saying? I only watched it because of LL Cool J. I won't be honest with you.
Oh, wow.
You know,
well,
so
I appreciate
it. Because, you know, but I always thought you should have been a regular on the show. You know, so, you know, I just called to say, you know, what's up, and I hope your career, I hope you go farther in your career. I really do, because I think you deserve it. I mean, you should be in the same place as Rava Simone, because Rava Simone is a, she's a money go-getter. She's a businesswoman, you know, and with the talent that you got, you should be up there with her or surpass her, you know.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yes, George, we appreciate you staying in tune with Miss Kiki, but also just keep in mind, follow her tweets because she has a new single dropping. She has a new movie dropping. So her day is now. You know, God has a plan for all of us. So we're all superstars in our own right. So now it's Miss Kiki's time to blow. You know, we love Raven Simone, too. And, you know, her successes are her successes, and ours are ours. So, you know, everything is meant for people in their own time. So definitely stay in tune with her, and we appreciate you giving us a call in.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you, George.
If you remember the name, okay.
Thank you, George.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was awesome. He's been following you for a long time. And how does it make you feel to know that people genuinely – you know, acknowledge your, you know, your skills, your expertise, and your talents?
You know, it's honestly, it's an incredible feeling, especially because it's, you know, it's a lot of hard work. And, you know, but it's something that I love to do. So as long, and I always say that as long as I can make just one person smile, that I can make a difference in just one person's life, that they can see something through any character that I portray or anything that I write that helps them out in their life, then I've done my job. So, I mean, it's incredible, and I feel extremely humbled by it because it's a true blessing. Definitely.
Yes, absolutely. So we have another caller on the line, 912. You're on the line with Miss Courtney, Miss Kiki, and Miss P. How are you doing this evening? Are you there, or are you camera shy? Okay, we'll put you back on camera shy mode. Oh, wait, hold on. Let's pick you back up. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, sweetie thing. How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm definitely not shy. But hi,
right now.
Hey.
This is Tiara at Heavenly Era from Twitter.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hi, Courtney.
Hey, Tiara.
How are you?
I'm great. I don't have a question, really, but I just wanted to call in support you, like I said I would.
Oh, well, thank you, boo. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, and I hope nothing but success with all of your upcoming projects. I'm so excited because, you know, I've loved you ever since Lavender.
Oh.
And that's all I wanted to say, and I love you much. I'll continue to support you.
Oh, well, thank you. Love you, too. I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, so that's amazing and awesome. I feel like, you know, I'm you for a moment. You know, this is me living in your shoes for 5 minutes, especially when you have interactive interviews. It's just like, yay, you know. I love for people to be able to call into the show and interact with people that they look up to. You know what I mean? It's a big thing for people because, you know, it is.
Absolutely.
I'm awesome already because I get to talk to you, but it's more awesome. But it's more awesome when people that admire you from a distance is able, you know, are able to connect to you.
Right. Absolutely. And that's what makes, you know, what I do so fulfilling because, like I said, you know, my life is definitely not perfect, you know, because of course I am human. You know, but however, what it does is, you know, I'm able to just bring and give voices to individuals who don't feel like they have one. And that's what I do it for. That's genuinely what I do it for.
Definitely. So we have another call on the line. The lines are really lit up. And, you know, I don't know if I'll be able to take like 100, but I'm going to try to take a few more because we can't keep Miss Kiki forever. So 843 on the line. With Miss Kiki, Miss Courtney, and Miss P, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, ladies?
Good. We're good.
What's up? It's Phoenix. I just wanted to call in and show love, and you know, I definitely support the Intune Show, and I definitely support you too, Miss Kiami. And yeah, I was a big fan of the movie. You know, I probably watched it like 50 times growing up. They played it at school probably 10 times in different classes and whatnot. And I didn't have a problem with that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's no problem. And it's cool, you know, hearing that you're involved with so much right now. And I definitely will, you know, support, you know, your endeavors from here on out. So just wanted to call in and support you guys.
Thank you so much, Phoenix, and we appreciate you supporting Miss Kiki and her endeavors because she has a lot going on, so we're there for all of them.
Thank you for calling, and I appreciate it.
No problem. I know you got other people calling. I just wanted to show love, so thank you for taking the call.
No problem. Thank you for calling in. So awesome. So 334, you're on the line with Miss Kiki, Miss Courtney, and Miss P. How you doing?
Fine. This is Sabricius at Forever Sabricius. I just want to call in to support.
How are you?
All right. I just want to call in and support Lavender as I called you.
I appreciate that so much.
Yeah, and I just want to tell you you show so much love towards your fans, and I just wish you the best on everything you do. So.
Wow, thank you. And, you know, the thing is I always tell my fans that, you know, if it wasn't for your support, then, you know, I wouldn't be here. So, you know, I just as much as you are inspired by me, I am inspired by all of my fans, especially when it doesn't get easy. But I know that I have a whole bunch of people who look to me and who are ready to see what I have going on. So I really, really, really appreciate your support so much. Thank you.
Yeah, and do you have a birthday coming up? Or?
I do. My birthday is on the 21st.
Yeah.
And so do you, don't you? You have a birthday coming up as well. We have both Leos.
Yes.
So do you guys know what y'all doing on your birthdays yet?
No.
They both said no. Okay. Well, it's just the birthday is just, you know, the birth. You know, reminiscing on the birth of this great, awesome individual. What you do on that day really doesn't matter, you know, as long as we make it through it. So it's a blessing either way. So thank you so much, Sissy, for calling in.
Thank you.
Before I go, I just want to ask her why did they do Miss Trunchbull like that?
She deserves it. No.
Well, you know, of course, it's all, you know, a whole bunch of make believe, but you know, hey, she was kind of ruthless, so you know, she had to get to a point where she had to learn her lesson, you know. So you know, they always say what goes around comes back around. So, you know, Miss Trustman had that karma coming to her. So, but she was honestly a really nice individual and so much fun to work with. So,
yay.
Okay. I wish you the best, and I guess other people's on the line.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, gorgeous. Yay. So it's so awesome. I love it. I love it all. I really do. So, Courtney, is there anything else you would like to, you know, ask Ms. Kiki?
Sure. Okay. So, you know, there's a lot of reality shows out. Some a little. Right. Yeah, I'm not. We're gonna, yeah. Would you ever do, like, a reality show?
You know, like, what? I don't think I would be totally against it. It just depends on, you know, what the premise of the show is. I definitely don't think that it's all bad, per se. I do, you know, think that it gives you opportunity for people to kind of get to know, you know, a lot about you. Of course, when you do shows like that, when it's out there and you can't take it back. So, of course, you know, you have to, of course, be careful what you display. But, you know, I wouldn't necessarily be against it. If anybody, you know, was to come to me, we would have to talk about it and, you know, decide from there. But it could be an option.
Okay. And you always give good advice. So what advice would you give someone that's trying to get into acting or singing or anything in that nature?
Definitely, first and foremost, you know, make sure that it is something that you honestly, you know, want to do. I always tell everybody, it's not, this business is not something that you can like, or you wake up one day and say, oh, you know what, that looks like fun. No, you have to love it. You have to honestly have this undying, unwavering passion for it, because with your yeses come a whole bunch of no's, and you have to be able to work through those no's and know that you're still going to keep pushing and get to those yeses. So make sure that with everything that you have in you, that you honestly love it and that you can fight for what it is you know you're supposed to be doing. Other than that, you know, make sure that you're prepared. You know, study your craft. Of course, I take acting lessons. I take vocal lessons. You know, I rehearse a lot, because when that opportunity comes, you have to make sure that you are ready. And you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So those are definitely, you know, some of the things that I would tell everybody if, you know, they were wanting to get into this business. And just don't let anybody tell you you can't. Can't is not in your vocabulary. You can do whatever it is that you set your mind to. So.
Absolutely. And that's some great, great, great advice that you put out there. So is there any upcoming projects and, you know, that you want to just, you know, break down once again for all our listeners, and then also give us all the social media websites, et cetera, that people can gain and follow you by.
Okay. Well, definitely be on the lookout for my new film that we will actually start shooting before the end of the year. And I also will have my single dropping hopefully by October. It is, you know, very exciting for me. The first, you know, single that I've actually, you know, released professionally. So I'm very excited about that. Also, any social media, and you can definitely find me on Facebook, Kiami.VL, and also follow me on Twitter at Kiami.VL. So, and definitely just be on the lookout. You know, I always try to make sure that everybody, you know, is aware of, you know, what I have going on, and, you know, just try to make sure that I reach out to as many of my fans as possible so that, you know, you guys can stay informed of what's happening, because, you know, she's here and she's coming out swinging. So.
Boom.
Boom. I know that's right. So thank you so much, Ms. Kiki and Ms. Courtney, for being such amazing, amazing individuals. I mean, from the short time that I've encountered you guys on Twitter, you guys have literally, like, grown to my heart. And I don't say that just to say it because we're on air, is that I actually feel that way about you guys, because you can pretty much feel people's energy because we're all electricity. So right. I am, like loving the fact that we all are connected, and I look forward to doing future things together. And whatever you guys have going on, as far as anything, just keep me in the loop, and I'll try to keep up with all the tweets as well, because I'm not perfect, and I really don't read every single thing. But I'll try my best. But it's better if you just say, hey, this is what's happening. Can you put this out, or could you, you know, can we book another interview or whatever to talk about, whatever, because I would love to have you back on the show when you release your single. I would love to have you on the show when you, you know, launch the movie, because, you know, I'm going to be in tune for all of that stuff. I want to know what's happening all the time. I look at us as families, not just, hey, guest, interview, over, no more communication, because I will become your stalker if you haven't already, you know, experienced those things. So don't let me be the first, please. I don't want to go on record as the first. So keep me in the loop.
I got you, absolutely, and I really, really appreciate you both, and thank you, you know, for support, because it does mean a lot, you know, it really does mean a lot, so thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and you have a great rest of your Sunday.
Oh, wait, one more thing. Pause.
Okay, go ahead, Chris.
I just want everybody. Wait, Kiami, I'm not done yet.
Oh, wait, okay, I'm ready.
Okay, I just want everybody to make sure you follow Kiami on Twitter and really, really support her, because she's really a sweetheart, and she's just the best, and I want everybody to support her, like, for real. So, Team Kiami,
aww,
I need y'all to stand up. That's all I got to say.
Definitely. Definitely. And everyone follow Courtney as well under Courtney Marche, because she's also amazing herself. So, and also to get drops, because she made me an amazing one, which I'm about to play in 2 seconds. So thank you, ladies. I really appreciate it, and have a great Sunday, you both.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye, babies. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, guys, so that was Miss Kiki doing the damn thing. And when I say a woman that is young and ready for the world, she's definitely, you know, setting a pace for a lot of young women out there. So for all those, to just reiterate, you know, that's like, hey, I can't do this and I can't do that, is even inspiring for me at my age. And we're not going to go there about how old I am, but it's definitely inspiring and, you know, uplifting to know that there are women out here that are doing a damn thing. It just makes me feel so warm and yummy inside. Being a woman, I'm all for being empowered versus being oppressed, or finding reasons to be oppressed and making excuses for everything to be oppressed. So when you have amazing people around you, like Miss Courtney and Miss Kiki and everyone who called in, and you just, you know, building your world or your foundation amongst people like that, is definitely a win-win situation. So if you're currently a woman out there trying to do your thing, and everything that you do is being, you know, put down or just not embraced or whatever, come to our family. Come to the Intune show. Go to Miss Kiki and follow her. Go follow Miss Courtney. Go follow everyone who tunes into the show, and you will see the difference in your life, because you'll start to see that there are people out there that are genuinely supportive and loving, and they will take the time to embrace and ingratiate you. So with that being said, guys, we have our next power woman of the evening, and that's going to be Miss KD, and she's a singer, and I'm looking forward to getting in tune with her and you guys as well. So it's just so much going on the Intune show, and I'm not really going to talk you guys' heads off, because I think I did a lot of that already. But I do want to thank, first and foremost, everyone who called in to talk to Miss Kiki, even the little cutie pies. You know, take a picture of that little doggy and send it to us on Twitter, because we definitely want to see the puppy that you want Miss Kiki to come and play with. Definitely do that. So definitely show your support, like Miss Courtney put out there, in retrospects of, you know, Miss Kiki. Definitely support Miss Courtney as well. She just graduated and doing her thing in broadcasting, so we're going to support her and try to have her on the show to gain experience as much as possible. And that's just how we do here. So just for all y'all to get a kind of idea of what Courtney Mache does, take a listen.
Stay in tune 7 days a week, only on the Intune show with your hottest host, Miss P, and the Intune family. Every day we're serving you hot interviews and keeping you updated on the hottest news. You can always dial in live at 818-495-6975. Here at the Intune show, we love to cater to our listeners. Don't miss out. Get in tune.
Yay. So if you want something like that, definitely get in tune with her because she's slam dunking it. And when I say slam dunking it, slam dunking it. So just so you guys can get familiar or kind of, you know, abreast of our next guest, KD, I'm going to play her song called Farewell. And if you guys want to call in and talk to her, you can dial in at 818-495-6975. Or feel free to log into our interactive chat room that is live and open and live in color as the show is live. So if you're a little camera shy like some are, and I get it, you can definitely go in there and voice your opinions or leave your comment in the chat room. So without further ado, let's play Farewell.
It's your boy Juicy and Scarfella Music Group. Hey, you rocking with Miss P, the High Shaw, Internet Radio, Intro Radio. You feel me?
Yeah, guys. So that was Farewell by KD. So I'm terribly excited to gain on her. So let's bring her right on without further ado. How you doing tonight?
Well, hello, hello.
Hi. You don't sound like KD.
No, this is not KD. This is actually Marquis Walker. Is this Miss P?
Hey, Miss. Hey, Mr. Walker. Like, I'm all like getting
the
on trouble now. How are you?
I'm loving the show. I listen every day, if not every other day. I just turn you on the computer, and let you play.
Oh, my goodness. You are too amazing.
And I noticed I'm listening to you today. It's a little rainy down here in Florida, and I'm staying in. I'm rehearsing for a big show on Saturday in Miami at the Hard Rock Cafe's first annual music fest. I was invited. And,
yes.
You know, if you listen to, listening to you guys and Miss Katie, I want to, not Katie, but Kiki, I mean, that's
uh-huh.
such inspirational. And I want to tell you, we're feeling all the love down here from Intune down here, way down here in Florida. So we keep you guys always plugged in and turned on. I want you to know.
Oh, my God. And for everyone who do not know who Mark E. Walker is, can you just please let them know? Because they need to know.
Into the future. A little bit of Into the Future from me, Mark E. Walker. And, of course, I was with MCSC back in the day with Mr. Stevie B. And, of course, hooked up with CNC Music Factory along the way and got with Mr. Freedom Williams. And just this past year, we put together an album and released Into the Future. And it's getting some crazy reviews. Actually, just finished a big interview with Music Heads overseas in New Zealand and Australia. We got Stevie B back on board. We got some surprises that were coming out, and the three forces have come together for the perfect storm, myself, Stevie, and Freedom, and boy,
yeah.
You better watch out. But, yeah, we're having a lot of fun with it and just giving Intune all the support we can.
Yes, and we love it, and we appreciate it, and we play your tracks. We do, and we have people that like it, and it's totally, awesome.
Thank you.
Definitely. I try to switch it up because I get so many submissions of music on a daily basis, you know, and I will run it
exactly.
to death, but then people's like, okay,
well,
you heard that,
just,
the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I got to get you guys Sexy Freak. You guys don't know about this one. If you do, then, oh, boy, watch out.
Yes.
In studio, out of Colombia, I released an urban track. Kind of like a Trey Song style of song, and it's hot, 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 hot. As a matter of fact, I'm going to send it to you. Give me 5 minutes.
That is not a problem. So I know that your son, I've seen that post, but I haven't been on Facebook as much as I usually.
Yes, my son.
Yeah, what's going on with him?
Well, he actually is, and you know what? I try to keep it clean as I can, but my son is really involved in rapping and the latest R&B artists and urban artists that are out there. And him being in South Florida, he lives in Miami, of course. I'm actually up in Daytona.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually, you know, was working with me. Of course, we've been sending, emailing songs back and forth. And he gave me some lyrics for the song, Sexy Freak. And with that said, a producer that I've been working with up here in Daytona area, we've actually got some beats together that we're going to be putting him on and launching him. So you got to watch out for Mateo Walker. We call him Mateo Party Rock Walker. So definitely he's going to be with me in Miami Saturday on stage with me for the Sexy Freak song. So it's going to be crazy, but it's a little bit explicit, but not much at all. Whatever is you hear nowadays on the radio pretty much is how we're coming to you. So. But definitely, that's fine.
Well, we got to get him on the show, so let's make that happen
definitely.
At some point in time, because I would love it. I would
love it. Yeah, he's only 16.
Shush.
And boy, the ladies love him. They're eating him up. I mean,
I'm
can
sure,
take
look
my
at
spot.
You. I love you. I love looking at you. So what the heck, your
well,
son?
You
come
go.
On, the offspring?
Well, and you guys, thank you so, so much for taking the time, and I was just calling to let you know I'm always listening to Intune.
Oh, my God. I am so loving you. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to get that
all
track.
All right. You
guys
take care. You got it. 5 minutes, baby. You got it. You guys take
Thank
care.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, guys. So that was Mark E. Walker. For those that are gaining on him for the first time, definitely get in tune with him on his Facebook. It's under Mark Walker. And I'm going to post it on my Facebook wall right now so you guys can get into the future and all his yummy music that he has going on. He's really yummy to look at, and not only does he have an amazing voice, as you guys see, he also can sing and he can dance. You know, I interviewed him, and his link is definitely on the demand, so you definitely can check him out. But the point is, the song that I played, everybody's like, oh, that's kind of dope with the retro beat, like the pop and all of that attached to it, is definitely that's him, the man himself. And you hear what he says. He stays always in tune, so that was terribly exciting, and I was surprised, but, you know, it was a good one, so I'm really, really open. So, again, you guys can definitely check him out. I'm posting him as we speak on my wall, so you guys can gain. And thank you so much, Mark, for calling in and staying in tune, and I look forward to all of your future things, and good luck with your show that's happening this week. I can't wait to see pics and hear about it, definitely. So we're waiting for Miss KD to call in. Her official time was 5 p.m. So until then, in the round time, we're going to play another track. Let's see what I have. I'm going to give a shout-out to Mr. Dave Tolliver, and the reason why I'm going to do that is because, to me, he's amazing. He was actually one of the original members from the group Men at Large, and yes, that may be telling my age, but it's all good. You know, I age with grace. So I'm going to play him, and I'm actually supposed to be meeting up with him in New York on the 18th for a performance that he's having out here in New York, so I'm terribly looking forward to that because he's like, Ms. P, you know you on the list, and I am just like, I better be on that list because it's three letters and it's not a lot to write on that piece of paper, so I better be on that list. I actually had the opportunity on Friday night to meet John B. in person and his beautiful wife. So shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Buck. I have pictures. I don't like the way I look in the pictures, so that's why you guys have not yet to, you know, have yet to see them. I also got to see Jagged Edge perform, and for all those that, you know, stay in tune all the time, know that I interviewed Wingo for his Party release album, EP, which was Party. I'm getting it all mixed up. Party Go Home is Miss Trina Braxton. But Life of the Party is Wingo. And, you know, they did their thing. I mean, John B. did his thing, too. I mean, the crowd was crazy. It was jam-packed. It was sold out. I had such a great time with them. And I look forward to everything else. So for everyone who's performing in New York, definitely let me know ASAP so I can get my dress ready and my heels and my mascara and be in the house, okay? So this one is going out to David Tolliver for inviting Ms. P to his event on the 18th that I'm so looking forward to because, to me, he will always be one of my faves. So here we go, Home by Dave Tolliver.
Yeah. It's the only place I want to be. You already know why. I mean, it's more than that, but you know why, though. I ain't even gotta say no more. I know I'm on my way though. Get ready.
Early in the morning when I'm standing at attention, I'm missing your attention and the smell of your loving all over me. I mean all over me. Nothing better than waking up to perfection. So perfected it's leaving me with no question. That this is where I wanna be. To put it in perspective, I've given up the quest now.
I can't wait to come home. First thing smoking, baby, I ain't joking. Out here on the road, trying to be stacking all this dough.
Gonna keep it satisfied.
I can't wait to come home. First thing smell, baby, I ain't joking.
Miss your taste, miss your smell, miss your feel, miss your baby. To a place that feel good inside. Some missing positions that got me tapping out.
You can't take it no more, baby, you're tapping out.
It's like ABC, the way you school me. I've been thinking about it, baby, I'm ready. Cause you got that love that I need. So baby, hold on.
Talking
about this special,
your bank account.
Yeah, so that was Dave Tolliver from Men at Lodge. So shout out to Dave. I can't wait to see you on the 18th perform that song live. Seriously. It's sad, though. It's sad because I don't know if I'm going to be able to, like, just maintain once he starts singing, really, because that happens to be one of my favorite songs that is in rotation in my iPod, like, repeatedly. So it's just, like, that serious at this point. Okay? And I know you're a married man. Shout out to Mrs. Tolliver. But I love that track. So, anywho, guys, I just want to say that in September, I'm actually, Phoenix Star 9 and myself are working really, really hard on trying to bring some things together. And one of those things is the calendar for September. So we're definitely working on the calendar, and I think that I came up with Sundays would definitely be a good day that we'll incorporate, like, sports and stuff of that nature. So what I'm thinking, because we have Mr. Phillips, we have Miss Jazz, we have Miss Natasha joining the team, we have some others, but they'll be behind the scenes. So basically what I'm thinking, we'll start the show at 3. So anyone that, you know, the reason why I'm putting this out here like that to you guys is basically because I just want to get some insight and some input on, you know, arranging the schedule. So I'm just going to go ahead and put down what we have down so far, and you guys can kind of, like, tweet me, DM me, or email me or whatever, and let me know what you guys think about the whole layout. So I figured that on every Sunday we'll have Miss Natasha on with me at 3, and by, like, 3:45 we'll have Miss Jazz come on and do gossip. At 4, we'll have Miss Jazz and Mr. Phillip come on until about, like, 3:40, 3:45, and the reason why I'm putting it for that length of time because there's two of them, and they're both going to have a lot to say in regards to sports, and they're going to be powwowing back and forth, the pros, the cons, or whatever, their input, their, you know, insight, and basically people that are fanatics of sports will be able to call in within that duration of time to voice their opinion on said topic of whatever Mr. Phillip and Ms. Jazz are conveying to our listeners. And then from that point, we'll close down the show about like 4:55, say our goodbyes, and then we'll see you next week. So right now, I'm thinking that's how we're going to, you know, set it off or whatever the case may be. So for all those that are in tune that are actually part of the family, I'm going to email that all to you guys, the whole layout. And basically, I just want you guys to just basically start, you know, letting people know that this is your segment time, this is what's happening, and people could follow you and follow the show and definitely stay in tune. The website is theintuneshow.com, and definitely put that out there to people so they'll know that, you know, we have on a drop link the staff, which means the team, because team is so played out that we're just setting our own platforms out here. So we're not a team. We're actually the staff, and we're actually family, more or less. So basically, if you go to our website and you go to the drop down, by the end of the week, you will see pictures of who's doing our newscasters. You'll have a picture of our gossip gal, which is Miss Jazz, same as our newscaster. You'll see our new guest host, which will be Miss Natasha. You'll see everybody who's working behind the scenes, as well as anybody new that's going to be implemented into the team as time goes on. There will be like a little bio of each person so people can get familiar. There'll be their follow. Can maintain by following them, keeping up with their tweets. This show is about growth and empowerment. So if anyone is interested in being in tune, then definitely reach out to us and let us know. And anyone interested in joining the team on Phoenix Star 9, definitely let me know about that as well, because we work as a unit and we don't look at the eye in nothing. So definitely understand that when you're a part of the family, we definitely work as a unit and not as an eye. So Mr. Phillips, I see, is in the chat room, and he says that he loves the schedule, so I'm totally hyped that he loves the schedule, but an email will be coming your way. I'm waiting for KD to give us a call so we can begin this interview. Everyone has a grace period with me, and I'm really a stickler for certain things that needs to happen. So we're definitely going to wait a few more minutes out, and then we're going to close down the show and just take it from there. So here we go. Let's see. Also, I just want to give a quick shout-out to Miss Stephanie Mills for yesterday's show. She graced us with her presence, and she's someone that I admire so much for just being so cotton-pick and awesome. And anybody who's anybody knows who Stephanie Mills is, and that's all I have to say about that. You know, I'm the type of person who gets stuck with words, you know. I can't even think of things to say. It's just like when I think someone is so awesome and amazing, I just get stuck, you know. And here it is, someone who deals with words every single day, who has a show on 7 days a week, and I still get stuck. It happens. This all happens. Shout out to Austin, by the way. She's in the chat room. Big hug, big kisses to you. I'm going to play one of my other favorites, which is by Dante Tyler. He's really, really awesome. And if you guys aren't in tune with him, then you definitely need to check him out ASAP. I did an interview with him. He's young. He's a producer. He's an engineer. He's a songwriter. He's just simply amazing. Not only is he a dad, he's a husband. He's an avid churchgoer. He's enlightening. He's spiritual. He's all the awesome, yummy things that, you know, we all need to be in retrospect of it all. So listen to his song this time and enjoy it. And if you need to, you know, get this track, then definitely feel free to do so. Miss P approved. And you can follow him at DauntaTyler and Game, because it's definitely a game, because he's an awesome individual. So here's this time.
Take me back. Truly understand if you don't come and slack this time. All I have to give is my apologies for my inconsistency. After all you could it possibly won't be again.
Lord, I know it's too late.
Whoa.
I know I'm always getting in the way, Lord.
Please don't lose your faith. Find my potential and my mistakes.
Lord, I know it's too late.
Whoa.
I know I'm getting in the way, Lord.
Thanks, it's your potential that gives you grace. Ooh, child, I can't wait for you to see what is broken inside of you. True, that day is my grace to keep you safe. You and I, because I really wanted it.
guys. I love that song. And the reason why I think I love it so much is because I think it's profound in its meaning, you know. And what he explained to me, his inspiration behind that song is simply what we all can relate to. And that's simply, you know, when you're in a relationship and you're going through a certain amount of things or the pressures of temptation, you don't really realize, you know, what you're losing when you do certain things or what you're doing when you do certain things in a relationship until that special someone is actually exiting your life. And then it all hits you like, wait a minute, what's happening? Reality sets in and you're like, no, baby, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? And sometimes, you know, you can work things out and sometimes you can't. So I definitely love that song because that was definitely his dedication to his wife, his now wife, who was able to, you know, look past all of the nonsense and look at him as an individual. And, you know, I just think it's a deep, beautiful, empowering song. So shout out to Mr. Tyler for just, you know, being able to pull that all together and give us that to listen to, because I'm sure every single person can relate to that. So this is the thing. When people stand me up, I take it really offensively. You know, and maybe I shouldn't, but I do, because I like to keep things on a certain level. So everyone has a grace period with me because I understand things happen, and I think I play enough songs to give that grace period out there. So with that being said, I'm definitely going to close down the show and, you know, take it from there. Tomorrow night I'm actually on air with Rampage from Flip Mode Squad. So that's going down 10 o'clock tomorrow night for all those who are tuned in now and want to gain by listening in. I'm excited, to be honest with you, because, you know, Flip Mode Squad, you know, bust the bus and all that, you know, I'm ready. Put your hands where your eyes can see. You know, I'm telling my age again, but, you know, that's one of the songs that resonates with me the most from Flip Mode Squad. So, yeah, be in tune tomorrow at 10 p.m. because that's all happening on the Intune show. And also, guys, look forward to September because we have some great things that we're changing up, some great topics. We have some new people that's added to the family. So shout out to Mr. Phillips. Shout out to Miss Natasha. Shout out to Miss Jazz. Shout out to everyone, just everyone. The list goes on, and I'm getting old. So, you know, give me a second to get it all together, you know, amnesia and you know, rigor mortis, Alzheimer's, you know, senile, like whatever it is that you can actually pull out of the old age book is what's happening. Yeah, so question from the chat room from Mr. Phillips. So are we going to name our segment and will there be a drop? There's definitely going to be a drop, and that is actually being worked on in the studio as we speak. I already have a gossip drop, but I'm going to actually get a few more. So the thing about it is that it's this. My brothers are actually producers. So basically they have like this whole workload thing and clients and et cetera. So when I come in out of nowhere like, hey, brothers, can I get a drop for X, Y, and Z? It's like, sure, sis, but it's, you know, transition. You know, because I'm not paying, and I'm not going to ever pay. So the point being is that, yes, Mr. Phillips, we're going to have a drop for sports, and we're going to have a few, and we're going to have some with your names in it. So if there's a particular name that you'd like to be called, then definitely let me know that ASAP so I can implement that into the drop, and then we're going to just have some drops. If you have any ideas for any segment names or, you know, drops in particularly, then you can definitely let me know. I'm open to any and everything because we're a unit. So I'm partial to anything. So let me know before I set the schedule and put it all out there what your ideas are, because we have a few weeks before September 1st because I'm relaunching the site, which has never launched, the new one actually. The old one has been launched. I'm launching the new site, and I'm definitely launching everything for September. We're bringing in the fall with a bang, so I'm looking forward to everything that's to come with the show. I'm working like night and day with Phoenix Star 9, and we're basically trying to, you know, just get it all together. So not only are we having like a kempt format for September and going forward, that we are implementing things that's in the community. So if you guys have anything out there that you think is interesting or needs recognition, then definitely reach out to us at the intuneshow@aol.com Definitely let us know if there's anyone. We have a spotlight segment, and we also have a spotlight link on our website. So you guys can take the time to go to theintuneshow.com and check out that. Our site is dope, I must say. It's not completed, but it is dope. And we're definitely going to be giving recognition to people that are, you know, doing amazing things on a regular but really not getting that spotlight that they deserve. So we want to honor them. So definitely reach out and let me know why they should be honored. We have a bunch of drawer full of gift things that, you know, I try to give out gift things, but no one ever giveaways, I should say, not gift things, but giveaways, and people never call in for them. So I don't know about you guys, but I know if I was in tune to a show all the time and they were giving things away, I would definitely be dialing 818-495-6975 and pressing 1. So for all those, you know, those little goodies that I have in my desk, I'm definitely looking forward to actually giving those things out in September. For all the new family members, you definitely will have a list in your email from my assistant, well, our assistant of the show, which is Candace. It will be a whole list of stuff that you guys can, you know, let people know that we do on the show. And that way we can just, you know, empower the world. And it's not just talk, it's not just interviews, it's not just this and that. I love to love, and I love to support and give away things and go outside of the box to do things for people, because people are amazing and they should, you know, be told this on a regular basis. So you guys are all amazing, and I thank you all for continuously supporting the Intune Show. Please go out there and follow the family if you have yet to do so, to stay in tune with our amazing new additions. And there's more to come, of course, but, you know, we're going to take our time and infuse, you know, people into our family, because we're going to be like the mafia. You know what I mean? We don't want to have to take you out as soon as we put you in. So definitely come prepared to be in tuned and ready to work, because this is not a game to me, and I take this show very seriously. So anyone who's down with this is definitely going to be down all the way, or I will thank you for your time in and ask you to exit on stage right. So I love you all immensely, and I apologize about the, you know, mishap with Miss KD not showing up for her interview, but it's all good. The show went on. We had a great time with Miss Kiki and Miss Courtney Mache. Thank you all for tuning in, and I will see you guys tomorrow night with Rampage Flipmo Squad, 10 p.m. Eastern. Be there or be square. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, babies, because you know what? You're living. So no matter what's happening in the course of your day, God has blessed you with the ability to see another day. So enjoy it. And shout out again to Mr. Mark E. Walker. I'm, like, really stunned that he even, like, called in, and that's really big for me. And if you guys go Google him, he's that man, you know what I mean? So he says he stays in tune. So that's exciting all by itself. That means that we're doing a good job here on the Intune Show. So thank you all, and have a good night. Stay in tune, babies.
I'm in tune. 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 About to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune.